and some tidbits in regards to the laws of giving Matanas Avyanim and Purim. The Shulchan Aruch in Tafrei Tzadi Dalid says that Chayav Ka'adam Lases Chalapochis Beis Matanas the Beis Aniyim. You have to give two Aniyim Matanas Avyanim. Now this something called an Avyanim and there's something called an Ani. It's two separate things. In the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Aleph on the base it says that an Avyanim is somebody who's Tav Chal Davar Vein Masigo. He's a need for all things. And he doesn't have what he needs. And not only that, she'eme bodish afil lishol litzaka. He's so needy always that he always has to get on to other people that he's not even embarrassed to seek out his needs and to beg from other people for money. In the Gemara in that, in Bamitzia, the Pa'yaches and Beis is a ritva that discusses a Tesefta and a Yerushalmi in regards to the din of Ein Medakin v'Magbis Purim. So this verse of the Tesefti talks about Emedakim Magbis Purim, we're not medaktik in the money that's collected on Purim. Avo Loichan Agolis, we buy calves in abundance to feed the Aniyim, Ba'ichon Gesheichten, and the Aniyim eat it on Purim, Ba'amoyser, and the leftovers eat all the Kishon Tzedakah. The Tesefta says that with the money that the Gabi Tzedakah collects for the Aniyim on Purim, we give it to the Aniyim, B'shefa, in abundance, and we're not mitzamsim. We don't say this is exactly what you need, and we give them a lot, and whatever's left over, we'll go to Kis Shal Tzedakah. And then he brings the Yerushalmi, perhaps one of the most famous Yerushalmis that we know. The Yerushalmi says that this regards to Mois Purim, Dei Medaktikin, this that we're not Medaktikin with the Mois Purim, Hainu the Kal Apoishia Noisinoi. Any Ani who seeks money for on Purim, we give to him without being medactic. As I state in the Yerushalmi. And the Tva elaborates and he says, Loimar Shenoisnim L'chol Adam, we give to everyone. Ve'em medactic medaver, we're not medactic. We don't do investigations. Im Ani, if he's an Ani, v'rayli nasinlai. She'en yoyim zin midin staka. It's not a yom, it's not a yom, it's a yom, but bad, ela midin simcha umanis. The din of Matanas Avyanim is midin simcha and manis. Shari afa ashirim, we do mishlach manis ishra yeyu. Says the Ritva, that the reason why when I'm a didactic to that, which ani to, if he's an ani, not an ani, and we give everybody the who comes to us, but Matanas Avyanim, and the dinner call Pashad call Pashia Noisin line is because it's midin simcha. It's not the regular din tzedak that we have call Shana Kula. It's a special Yom Shal Simcha and it's midin simcha. And he makes the Ritvabi's correlation between Mashlech Manois and Matanas Avyanim that it's all the same concept of being simcha to Yidin. And that's why. When we're not going to be so medactic, whether or not the individual is asking is an ani, because we want to be mesemech. The Kovetz Halachis, he says, he passes that people who are going around collecting money for maestis or gabit stock or collecting money for other people, there's no din by them of kalpa kapeshia noisin loy, and no din matana sibyanim over there. Because since the Mekabel is not getting the money for himself, therefore he's not getting that simcha of receiving the money, you know, at a high degree. If you're getting money for yourself, then yeah, it's very geshmak, but if you're just getting money for other people, it's not as geshmak, it's not real simcha, and therefore by them there's no din of kol peishai noisinlay. Of course, you give a guy with stock of money, but you have to give a ton of sivim, you make your mitzvah, but the din of kol peshet and nisla doesn't apply when somebody's taking money from other people. And if you give money to a ma'is of yeshiva, that's not also a kima of a ton of sivim. Now, there's a shayla in the achroinim, if you should give a lot, a little, or a little, a lot. Now, what do I mean? Achroinim declares, is it better to give a lot of yoinim a little bit of money? You have a certain amount of money to give out. Let's say you have $10,000. Is it better to give out to many aniyim your $10,000 and give each of them, let's say, $2? Or is it better to give a little, a lot. To give, is it better to give a lot of money just to aniyim? Which is a big kiyum of Atara Sevyayinu. So it's really a machlekes that the Bachel, it's better to give a large amount to few aniyim, and that's going to make him more of a riboy and simcha, because the ani is getting more money. And Rabbi Yashar holds it's better to be mismach many aniyim, and it's being more simcha, by being mismach more people, even if it can be a lesser amount, but it'll be a bigger kimatas, if you're giving many aniyim, matan muatas. Because Rambam has a shayla, let's say a person, gives money to a person on Purim, thinking that he's an ani, and it's miskal that the person is not an ani. Is he mekayim the din of matana sevyayim? So on one hand, maybe it should be a kiyum because you mekayim the tzuras mitzvah. The mitzvah is to give chal peshah nice and light, so you do what you're supposed to do. So was the kiyum by giving this person wasn't really ani or no? Maybe the background to the halacha of chal peshah nice and light is because the Chazal say we rely on a chazaka that on Purim a person goes up to you, we assume that he's becheskas an ani. So kup the chayis, if it was a skal, the person's not an ani, you wouldn't be mekayim your mitzvah. So ma'aser from the brother we just brought up that says that the din of matanas avinim on Purim is not the gidrei tzedaka of kol hashana, rather it's the idea is that to bring simcha, and by the mere fact that you were mekayim the bakasha of the mevakish, and you had a geshmak giving him, and he had a geshmak taken from you, even if it was a skal that is not an ani, you would still be mekayim the mitzvah matas adyanim because the ma'isim it was brought a matzvah of simcha. Somewhat of a similar shayla declares, let's say somebody is not an ani mamish, but doesn't have enough money to pay for his needs that he's used to, but he's not the doesn't go into the category of ani that can be makabel, or let's say Isaac Safim of Simration and Nugimel in Yardea. So such a person, could he be Makayim? Could such a person be ask people for Matanas Sevyayim? So if it's sad that the Chazal gave a din of Kal Paishaya Noisinoy, because of the Chazaka, we rely on Chazaka that the person coming over to you is an ani, so perhaps a person like this would not be able to ask for Matanas Sevyayim. But on the tzad that it's all a din of simcha, to be marv simcha, on the Yom Shepurim, such a person could ask for matana sevyayim, even though he's not an ani mamish, and especially if he doesn't have enough to have a sudan purim, b'shefarav, of Michael and Purim, and such a person, if he's going to use the money to have a more geshmak sudan, so since some say that the din of matana sevyayim is to start a sudan, such a person would have even more reason to accept Matanas Sevyayim, even though he's not an ani mamish. A kaponim, let's say a person was over on the din of Emedakim Meisperim, and he searched after finding an ani mahudr, and he didn't go through and through with the din of Kal Peshat nice and light. Of course, he is mekayim the din of matanas sevyayim. However, the Makar Chaim does say, Makar Chaim is the Chavis Yar, he holds that it's a person should seek out an ani. He says ani merudim of a plagim a mamish a mahudah deka ani. Somebody is trying to sipur to mekayim the mitzvah matanas sevyayim. And Rabbi Yashiv does say that chatchila a person should be machmer to go like the Makar Chaim and trying to find the ani mehudr to give his matanas sevyayim to. The ma'adim is manim. He notes that nowadays the social welfare, and really there's not too many people who lack the basic necessities of food and the basic needs a person needs. So it is taka very difficult to find a mamisha ani mufluk who doesn't have the basics. But the ma'isa, since the din of matanas sevyayim is to provide for the tzarechei suda, so that would indicate that you should try to find the ani who's so needy that it will help him provide his basic needs for a suda. The ma'isa, When you look at the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, he says, Chayiv kol adam litin l'cha pachis beiz matanis beiz aniyim. Shulchan Aruch was naked the Lashon of Ani. He didn't say shkift to a b'yayinim, he said shkift to aniyim. So it's mashed from the Shulchan Aruch, the Iker mitzvah is to give to Nani. Not only that, the Aruch Shulchan goes a step weiter and he says that it's more important to give to Ani over Evyon, because the Evyon, who's not even embarrassed to ask, so if he needs, he'll be able to go around begging and he'll eventually be able to get what he needs. But an Ani who's embarrassed to go around getting what he needs when he's chaser, so he's not, if you don't give him, he's not going to end up what he needs. So he says, but even Evyon, you could also be Mekayim your Din Matanas Evyonim by giving an Evyon. There's also a Shiloh in Akhrein of whether or not the Din Matanas Evyonim is to be Mabir Reyes, or is it to fulfill somebody's needs for a Suda. And there'll be a major Nafkamina, Bahalacha, according to which side you hold like. Because if it's Mimabir Reyes and the Ani recognize the person giving him the money, so it'll be totally in the Erech of the person giving him how much he has to give. If it's a very rich person, a guy's a millionaire and he's giving a Matanas Evyonim to his friend, and his friend knows how much his friend's worth, so like, you wouldn't be able to get away with giving 50 bucks. You're a millionaire, you should give me much more than that. So would it be Mimabir Reyes if the millionaire gives a small amount to his friend the Ani? But if it's only for, but if the matanas of yainim is to provide the tzarchi suda, therefore a person can give the guy $25, and that's enough for him to buy a suda, even if he's a millionaire. Because if it's not telling the erich of the person, the erich of the naisin, it's only for the tzarchi suda for the recipient, so you can mekayim his needs by giving him a smaller amount. Many years ago, I was by a shir. I heard from Nissen Kaplan. He said that there's those who want to be mekayim the eitzah of the makar, the sheet of makar chayim given to ani mafluk. But at the same time, they also want to be mekayim the din of kol apusha ya noisulim, be mekayim the din of emedakin meis purim. So he said, the morning of Purim, the first person that comes over to you, the first two aniim that come up to you collecting without asking any questions, give them right away. Kol apusha ya noisulim. And but that I mean Mekayim Din Dabi Medaktikin. And then after that, you should seek out the Ani Mehoder. You seek out two Aniim, that the Mamash Aniim Aflogim, and give them each Matanash Avyainim. And with that, you Mekayim the Kal Adis, you Din Matanash Avyainim. And he said, after that, the Pashtos, you don't have a Din of Kol Pesha Yan Nesinlai. Because you're Mekayim, you Din Matanash Avyainim. Now, I was discussing this with Rabbi Kleiman last week when he came here, and he very much disagreed with this approach. And he said, the Pashtos, we hold that you don't have to go after seeking out in Mamish Ani Mahodar. We don't go like the Makor Chayim. He doesn't have to be an Ani Mufluk. It could be just a regular Ani. And we could rely on, just like everywhere else, rely on Chazakas, we could rely on Purim that the people coming over to our Ani. And not only that, even after you mekayim din matanas evyonim and you gave to aniim, throughout the day there's a kiyum of kol paisha anosin lai. You keep on all the money you give throughout Purim goes b'klal that din of kol paisha yad, and it's not this din of kol paisha anosin lai is not a chiyuv mikra d'dino. It's a niyuk. It's that we have on Purim, but it's not a chiyuv mikra d'dino. Rabbi Yashu says that there's banenu, it's not so kolkach matzah, aniyim who are chaser, mamish, all the basic necessities. So he gives the agdari, he gives of matanas evyonim, he should give to somebody who doesn't have enough money to support him and his family and his dependents throughout a full year. And such a person who's right for bimakabal ma'isik sopim, him, you could be makayim also your din of matanas evyonim. And not only that, even people who are destitute because they have major chayvus, because they have chasnus they made or need to make, or they have chayvus from tzarcha yirfua, even those people will be candidates for matanas evyonim. This is not muskim and all the paiskim, but Rav Vosner, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zitzel, they're chalk, and they say that people who have tremendous haitzais, they did on for nachnas eskalo, they will not be roy from matanas avyayin. It must be somebody's chaser for the basic necessity, for the necessities of living, but not people of the previous chayvus from achnas kal won't make them roy from matanas avyayin. Now, although the Shulchan Aruch says that we should the chiv matanas avyayin is to give to avyayinim to aniyim. The Mishabrua says that's the Shir Medina, but he quotes the Rambam that says that Mutav Harbois b'matanas avyayinim, it's better to marav b'matanas avyayinim yaisim misudas perim u'mishlayach manas. Better to give more money for matanas avyayinim, more than you're spending on mishlayach manas and misudas perim. Shem simcha u'mefa'ayro el l'sameach le'va'anim. And you say ma'amanus v'gerim. There's no greater beautiful simcha of being mesameach the aniyim and amanus and yisaimim, and therefore it's much more right to spend all your money on tanas avyayinim more than the sudas parim and mishlayach manas. Now there's a very fascinating Magen Mishnah on this Rambam. I never saw such a thing in my life. I'm saying such a thing. He says, "Divi Rabbeinu ru'uyin elof." Divi Rabbeinu ru'uyin elof. Shachari, he means to say that the Rambam, Kayidua, was a great Asher. He had a lot of money. And it must be that the Rambam himself was Mekayim this din. In practice, he took his own, every perm, when perm came along, the Rambam spent more money giving to the Yisayim and Amanis in the Matanis of Yainim, more than he spent on his Mishlach Manis and Sudas perm. And that's why he's saying, Ru'in. Did Rabbeinu are ru'uyin elof? It's right for the Rambam to assess such a thing because it's fitting for him because he himself practices. Now, what is the amount that a person should give matanas avyayinim? There are different shitas. There are dva shitas in the Megillah that you should give chapachas two prutas to avyayinim, meaning one pruta each. The Ran says matana achas shichashuva yinim kadaver gadol. The Mashmah says the Mashmah is that he says the Mashmah is matana sevyayinim is that you should give a matana chashuva. Matana chashuva. The Kibbutz Halachas many years ago wrote that it's a dollar, maybe it's now more than that. And there are shittas that say it's enough, you should give enough for the tzarchei sudas perim. So over 20 years ago, Chaim Avadi said that it's about the 10 shekel, enough to buy a falafel. Rabbi Yashiv held that you should give to each ani 50 shekel. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein gave a shear, enough to buy a roll and a coffee. And the Shaar Tshuva says, "Mishem Achrein, you should give at least 3 bayim of a pass, and one put is not enough, because this is the shear enough to give a matanu etes for a shear suda." And the Prima Gadol Mishling says that he blame Matzasi kei shear matanis. He didn't find a shear that he could give as a psak for matanu sa'adyayim. Magen Abraham says b'shin the shlah that you cannot give matanas avyayinim from meiser, and Max Shachal explains because you can't be prea chayvais with your matanas avyayinim. With meiser, you can't be prea your chayvais of meiser with matanas avyayinim. Mishabrua says from the Maril that once a person's ready was makayim his matanas avyayinim to aniyim, then he could go give from kesa ma'isir to more aniyim and be mekayim more matanas avyayinim. But that's only after his mekayim is ikur din. And even ma'is that you're miyachit for tzedakah before Purim says Aruch HaShulchan, you can't use that money for matanas avyayinim. That's brought down halacha that Mishmura says say ish say isha, they both are mechayim matanas avyayinim, even nashim. Because Apim by Sa'anes, and for that reason, the Prima Gadim says that Aniyim also are Mechayim Matanas Avyayinim, even though they themselves are in need, because Apim by Sa'anes. The one of the Aruch HaShulchan, he has a very interesting psak. So we said that Ish V'Isha are Mechayim Matanas Avyayinim, but the Aruch HaShulchan says that a married woman, since it's Ishtei Kagufoy, therefore, if her husband gives matanas avyayinim to aniyim, she will be potter from giving because ishtei kagufoy. It's a big chiddush because she herself really has her own kiyuv to give. No other place can say this. But the Arkshon holds, since Ishtei Kagufoi, therefore, the husband gives, she's potter from giving, because Ishtei Kagufoi. But the Chayra, it's not so schwer for Aruch HaShachar to say this, because he's saying that, he's saying the Shittasif, what he says in Hilchos Shabbos. We said many years ago in a different Mishmar, according to this Aruch HaShachar, the Aruch HaShachar talks about when it comes to the din of Achanel Shabbos, goes through Gemara that says that as an Indian, when it comes to Kabbat Shabbos, every person should be Mechabit Shabbos begupoy, you shouldn't just send a Shliach, you should do at least one thing in the Kabbat Shabbos be'atzmoy. Like it says in the Gemara on Shabbos, that even the Amirayim, they took out time from their day to do Hachanah Shabbos by themselves. The Gemara says, Rabbalach Shibuta, different things that each Amari did for the Kabbat Shabbos. And over there, the Aruch Shochan says, if your wife prepares Shabbos in the house and she does things, lekavod Shabbos, ain't tzarich las shem davar. The husband doesn't have to do anything. Why? Because kevon she ishtei kagufoy. If your wife goes ahead and does things as kavod Shabbos, you yourself don't have to do anything. Sit back and learn and do what you got to do, because ishtei kagufoy. But the chayra, this is only a svar legabe for Shabbos, but the chayra doesn't stim in Hilchos Shalom Bayis.
Koyach.